Recently, we've seen the rise of many would-be communists among those successfully winning key primaries in some parts of the country. Is this what the American people want? Do they realize what communism actually means? Virginia Burdon is somebody who does know what communism means, and boy, is she glad to be in America. She grew up in communist Romania. She served as a Christian lawyer defending the rights of believers in that land. She describes her miraculous escape from death in her book called Saving My Assassin. In a previous interview, she tells us exactly what happened. Today, Virginia Burdon decries the popularity of socialism that is rising in America, her adopted country. Let's talk about this right now with Virginia Burdon. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Virginia, so glad to have you back on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Jay. So, I want to say...
Yes, go ahead.
I want to say that you are so right. America that I came in 1988, November 14, it's not America of today. And we have to be very careful how to stand up for the truth and for the freedom that we receive from other generation in order to protect our freedom in America. And I really believe, like you mentioned, America is at the tipping point.
You mean America is at the tipping point? You mean, in other words, America could change for the worse for a long time, not just some sort of temporary glitch?
Yes, exactly. I see some similarities. When I was a little child, how my parents were fearful, not participate, letting the government to take their rights. And I see the same things here. Many Americans, Christian, are not registered to vote, thinking that they are not here to vote. But God said, go and change the world in my power. And changing the world in his power means being active in the political arena, to vote or to be elected as a representative and so forth. Many Americans are fearful to speak, hoping that others will speak. Yes, you mentioned that I defended Christian and human rights cases. Yes, I was many times speaking up for Christ and standing on truth can cost you, but that's not for the rest of your life. We have to understand, and Christian people have to understand, you pay a price if you speak for Christ, and you pay a price if you don't speak. You pay a price that the freedom will be taken away from you, and you will not be able to forgive yourself, even as God will forgive you for not speaking at the right time. So it's very important for American people to understand that, yes, it might look like the government is very powerful. They submit to you or ask you to submit to their power, but the reality is God is in control. I defended Christian and human rights cases. I was under arrest and torture, and the government sent an assassin to kill me, and I am alive because God is in control. So I want your audience to understand that their life is in God's hands, not in government's, not even in their own hands. And if they put their life in God's hands, God will perform miracles and will transform each one of us into strong and courageous people for a time like this. And America will be changed. We are here for a reason. You have a pulse. You have a purpose. And the purpose that God placed you here in this time in America is to stand up and to be strong and courageous, not in your power, but in Christ's power.
Okay, now, the fact that God, does miracles and he saved you, he delivered you and all those things, that gives us great comfort. But nobody should say, oh, well, God's got it all under control, so I don't have to worry about who's running for office. They're all bad anyway, and it's all business as usual as far as politics and voting. Now, first of all, let me say this. The way so many of these democratic socialists have been able to sell themselves is they're arguing that it's just not affordable. The American dream is escaping so many young people today. And it is true, it's harder to buy a house today, you know, than it was 30, 40 years ago in America and so forth. What are your comments to that?
Well, first of all, you're right. God is in control, but we are tools in His hands. God is not gonna come and change your liberal person in your area or something. God created you and you put you here so you can listen to Him and He will give you wisdom. It's not like you go to sleep and God will perform miracles. That's a lie. You have to participate with God and let Him make that change. The other thing is, yes, the American dream looks like it's slipping away, but many times we associate American dream with buying a house. Our founding fathers came to America for freedom. For them, the American dream was to be able to worship God and go to church and raise their children based on the Bible. We should change that, because many times we make idols making a house or something. And that can be possible because God will protect us and give us what we need. But it's not based on your comfort or your lack of participation. God is saying, wherever I place you, I will give you wisdom. I will give you other Christians around you that will support you. And you have to go to City Hall. You have to go to your children's school and speak up for what is wrong, transgender, and all those kind of things. And you are fearful. Yes, it's a normal reaction to be fearful. But if your fear is bigger than your faith in God, that becomes a problem. You are the person that God wants to use you, and He can use you in a mighty way. But American dream and freedom will slip away if you keep your mouth shut and you are fearful.
Recently, one of the Democratic Socialists delegates, or I don't even know what her particular position is, but she's a part of the group. She's an official. And she was asked point blank. This is by Shannon Bream of Fox News. Okay. Is your platform, basically your group's platform, to abolish the Senate? Yes. To abolish the Constitution? Yes. To defund the police? And then she basically gave an answer. Yes. If this and the other happens. And it's like, you're sitting there thinking, wow, they really mean this. They want to pack the courts so the judiciary wouldn't be independent. We have a divided government, but that's in some ways by design by the founding fathers, who knew that man is sinful. And so they didn't want to have it so that you could have one small group take over all the power from the rest of us. And yet this is, if these people get in, as one person put it, you can vote this kind of policy in, but you can't vote it out, because then they have all the power and you are powerless. And welcome to Communism 201.
Yes, you're right about this, but what we should learn as Christians is, as powerful and united liberals are, we should be too and counterattack their way. They use, the communist project that they lie, that the communists will bring heaven on earth, and in fact, they will bring hell on earth. Later on, those people that believe, young people, that they believe that the government will give them everything, they will realize that the government will put them in a cage. So Christians should learn from that, to be united, to be a voice, and to tell the truth. No, it happened in other countries. Look all over Europe, look in China and other places, and look what is going on. It's very simple, but if we as Christians, we are not united as these liberals to tell the truth and counterattack them, that yes, they will win. They will win because we are too silent. They will win because we keep our mouth shut and we are betraying our God, who can perform miracles in us and through us, but we have to be active.
Jesus said to the church that we are the salt and light of this world. What does that mean in terms of this very issue we're talking about?
If to be alive in this world is to let the light of Jesus Christ shine in the darkness of these liberals and expose those lies one by one. Take your liberal friends to lunch, pay their lunch, and ask them questions. Let them talk about how happy they are with communists, and then you ask questions and poke their view and belief, and let them realize how much they have been lied and brainwashed. And you will be surprised that one day those people will say to you, "Oh, thank you so very much for telling me the truth." But you can go step by step with someone in your family, in your neighborhood, with several people, you know, that show them the truth in love. The liberals want us to keep us separate. Christ wants us to win, not the argument, but win the soul. He wins the argument over those liberals. But invite them, be involved with them, listen to what they said. And the wisdom of God will cover their mind and will change them. Christ is still in the business of changing souls into Pauls, and we have to be involved in that too.
Virginia, what was it like living as a newborn Christian in Romania? And we've already talked about your testimony itself, but like when you went to church as a new Christian in this communist country, just describe some of that. Did they even allow the church doors to be open? Did they have guards there? Did they prevent children from participating? What was it like? We have about 2 minutes left.
When I go to church, I was followed by secret police many times with guns and in uniform, because they wanted to impress me and submit me. When I went to church, we had secret police, but in normal uniforms, and they will report to Securitate what we have done. But when God puts on your heart to be a tool in His hands, He equips you with everything. He gives you the courage, He gives you the wisdom, even the love to love your enemy, knowing that Christ can change them. So I didn't do anything on my own. I put my hands in Christ's hand, and He gave me the wisdom to do everything. So I know that even in our church today, we have some people who report to the government. So it got to that point, and many times our pastors, they don't preach on social issues. So as much as you can, pray for them or approach your pastor and ask them, to preach on that. And if you see someone, he is mocking you, or in love, share Christ's love to them, and make sure that you tell them the truth. Truth and love has to go hand by hand. When you tell the truth without love, it will be maybe in many way hurtful. But if you just love them and don't tell the truth, you are betraying Christ. There is a possibility for us in God that we can be used by Him, and God can change. Otherwise, I see many, many, many similarities with what happened in Romania. And God will not do anything, God is not pushing. If we want to be His hands in this process, He will honor us, and He will do amazing things. Otherwise, America will go. Many times I say to people,
okay, we're out of time, but I really appreciate this, and I want to refer people to your website, VirginiaProdan.com. Thank you, Virginia. God bless you.
God bless you, Jay. Thank you.